Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me here this morning, it is a pleasure and an honor to be with you this day, because any day above dirt is a good day. Somebody didn't make it today. And we are one of the ones who did. So that means we've got work to do. So welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness right here. And you will be pleasantly surprised today here on The Female Solution. We are just here to start your week off with a mindfulness stress relief session. Yes, we do a live meditation at 7:15 a.m. So happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day if you're celebrating a birthday. We've moved into the month of September, and I do believe that it's Virgo. Yes, so happy birthday, Earth Day, birthday to all the Virgos out there in the world. And also those who are sick and shut in and those who are affected by this pandemic. In the news today, we are praying for you. There's just so much chaos and confusion happening all over the world. This is just the time to go within and stop focusing on whatever's going on out there and focus on what's going on in here. We cannot control what's going on out there, but we can control what's going on in here by only allowing specific amounts of information to come through. Not all day, 24/7 on the no. It'll drive you crazy. There's so much manic. Manic mentality out in the streets. So people just popping off, just snapping for no reason at all. So it's like you're driving and they want to get in front of you. Let them go right ahead because you never know a person is just this quick from snapping and you don't want to be the person that they snapped on. Anyway, I want to thank you for keeping in prayer Mama AZ in Arizona as she recovers, and also our other sister at the microphone, Minister Cynthia Williams. Always know that our hearts and our spirits and our love are with you as you are going through these challenging times, and we appreciate you. So just know that you're not alone. And for those who are watching who may be feeling alone, you are never alone. You are at one with self, and one with the divine energy, whatever you decide to call it. And that is what you have to stick to it and know. You've often heard the old folks say, when you know what you know what you know, well, that's what you have to know, because that's the only thing that's going to save your sanity. So I just thought I'd share that with you. And coming up at 7:30, at the 7:30 break, not now, it's the men of HLN, that's the Men Making a Difference in the Community, Men on Higher Learning. So if you're behind the scenes, come back at 7:30 because we got a whole show. But you feel free to stay here, but I just can't pull you up until after the 7:30 break. If you're listening online, be sure and send in your questions or comments, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. You got to press 1, otherwise I don't know you're there. And I'm expecting a call from a Judge Kelly who I met yesterday. Shout out to my Be It With family. I'm just sorry. I heard him yesterday. Beat a lady so bad she just got up and left. She didn't even say bye. Somebody I know on a regular basis, she just got up and left. I ain't going to call your name out. I ain't going to put you on friendship. But then, you know, we ran a couple of bosses. We hurt you real bad. But I wouldn't have left. I just, you know, sat there and wait to play again. That's just me. I just like to have fun. But she wasn't trying to hit it. She got up, took her chair, and went home. All right. All right. But we still love you, girl. We'll play you some more tomorrow, too. Okay. Anywho. If you're watching online on social media, we're on Facebook.com, HLNTV Show, as well as my page, Zelda Speaks. Oh, be sure and check out my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. All the information that you need about anything. I know you've been hearing me talk about all these apps on my cell phone, right? 150 of them. You're not getting paid. They are making money off of you, so you need to go to my blog right now, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and find out how you are being taken advantage of, because you have all these apps on your phone, whether you're using them or not. That's why I got too many of them, man. I'm still deleting them. I can't believe 100 apps late, and I'm still deleting. So, yeah, you are not going to make money off me. So if you want to cash in on the $25 billion cell phone data industry, then this is your chance to do something about it. So check it out on the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And while you're there, be sure and check out the on the internet our, I did say YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and also the HigherLearningNetwork.org, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And I have a lot to be grateful for the men on Higher Learning, because they assist in the process of the editing audio and video. And, excuse me, be sure and download the Higher Learning Network app. Did you know we had an app? Yes. We're not part of that. That is collecting data. We are only sending out resources. We don't collect your data. Maybe we should, but that's just not what we do. That's not who we are. We collect your information so that we can send you information on a weekly basis in the newsletter. So if you want to be a part of that weekly announcements, then you simply send us an email to hlntvshow@gmail.com, hlntvshow@gmail.com, which is also the website, excuse me, the email for our youth. This Saturday is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and you'll see it streaming there on the banner. Every fourth Saturday of the month, and this Saturday it's September 25th. Yes, September 25th, from 12 noon until 1 p.m. And we have youths between the ages of 13 and 19 who would like to participate, showcase their talents, natural gifts, talents, abilities, whether it's singing, dancing, reading, writing, juggling, whatever it is, send us a one-minute audition tape via YouTube. It has to. They send us all kind of MOV files, and no, we are only accepting YouTube, so you need to go get you a YouTube channel and send us the link to the channel and send that a one-minute video to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send a separate clip, 10 seconds, your name, what city you're in, what country you're in, and some of your hobbies, you know, just 10 or 15 seconds. That's what you do. So we appreciate that, and we'll include you to the contest and get those entries in now. We may have, I don't know, just send them in. Okay, and while you're on the Internet and you've downloaded the Higher Learning Network app, see that little app right there? See that little HLN? You know you're at the right place. Be sure and free download the free download of How I Reverse Type 2 Diabetes. Yes, I did it. Anybody can do it. You see me drinking this? I'm not going to say nasty. Challenging drink every morning. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric. 7 green ingredients. Lowers your number slowly but surely. Saying what I heard is what I know. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And last but not least, if you are in pain, and so many people are, go to zelda.now.site. That's S-I-T-E, zelda.now.site. And also, if your groceries are too high, go to zeldarobinson.calgar.com. As we take a look at the traffic and weather, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of ipex.com, mostly cloudy skies, isolated showers today, 80 today, 71 tomorrow. So mid-70s, low 80s. It's a good day. How about that? Wednesday is the first day of fall. How about that? As we take a look at Metro, the National Rail Safety Week, due to 15 deaths, they are celebrating National Rail Week. I guess nobody got killed this week. CTA, there are no delays. But as we take a look at the expressways, it's a whole other story. On the inbound Kennedy, if you're traveling inbound to downtown, it is 45 minutes inbound. It's Monday morning madness. What can I say? 28 outbound. On the Edens, it's 26 inbound, 24 in the reverse. On the Eisenhower, slow at Mannheim, it is a hot mess. 53 minutes, almost an hour. And excuse me. Mannheim to First Avenue, it's slow. Also, 28 minutes on the outbound. Inbound on the Stevenson, it's slow 10 miles per hour at Harlem to Midway, 28 minutes. On the Dan Ryan, it's a crash at 31st Street, slow from 95th, it's 33 minutes inbound, 21 out. On the Bishop Ford, 9 in. Delays at Stony Island Avenue, expect some delays of 12 minutes. On Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Drive, it's 10 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITX.com. ITX.com is where entrepreneurs and business owners go who have a product or a service that they would like to offer the public, and you can trade your product or services and go shopping. As a matter of fact, you can go shopping immediately on ITX.com. And be sure and tell them that Zelda sent you. So you got to use a promo code Zelda. So email me, and if you want more information, just go to the site. It's all there. Today's word of inspiration is from October 20th, yes, and it's from Inspirational Conversations, 365 Days of Empowerment with Shalom with Israel, and it says, change your life by changing your vocabulary. What you say has power. When you say, I can't afford something, you're closing off any possibility. What you're telling yourself is that there are no chances of it happening. Now, that's not how the universe works. Study universal law, and you will begin to understand. So don't speak out of fear by what you can't see in front of you. Think on the possibilities of what can occur. What you see in your mind's eye materializes in your life. Let me say that again. What you see in your mind's eye materializes in your life. Now tell yourself something that you wouldn't ordinarily say. So change your life by simply changing your vocabulary. Didn't know that. Really? Oh, yeah. It's possible. Anything. Inspirational Conversations with Salome of Israel, available at velvetspeaks.com. Proceeds benefit the Higher Learning Network TV show, Global Virtual Talent, Teen Talent Contest, because if we don't save our babies, we can't wait, because the system is waiting on them, waiting to wreck their brains and lock them up. So we're going to lock them up first up here, put some meat on the head. So let's do it. And how do we do that? We start by breathing. What? Hey, I'm putting some meat on somebody's head by making them breathe. See, it's in the quiet time. In that breath, because the breath is the power. And we don't know that. That's why we breathe so fast. But then we don't take long, deep breaths. Because the power is right here. When you put these two together and you take a breath. Ooh, baby, don't believe me? Try it. Let's do it together. Sit up straight in the chair. Feet flat on the floor. Nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart, nothing but that of love and light and energy. That's what we're going to bring forth this morning. So close your eyes. You should not be looking at me. Close your eyes. Why are you looking at me? Close your eyes. Okay. Inhale deep in. Hold it. And exhale. We'll short it up just for you to be conscious. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Does that not feel good? Oh, yes, definitely. We take long, deep inhales because it automatically relaxes. When you are taking long, deep breaths, you're sending the body signals that everything is okay. When you're taking shallow breaths, you're upsetting the system. System is in the fight or flight syndrome. We don't want to be there. We want you to be okay. So we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time, as we inhale, let us begin to think, or I should say thank, each and every part of our body that is working with us right now. Nothing is working against us. We begin with the breath as we inhale. We give thanks for the brain that is sending positive love, light, and energy to the rest of the body. Just by thinking it as we inhale, we say, I am happy. And exhale. See all that love you just sent your body? Don't you feel it? Oh, yes. As we inhale deeply, I am healthy. Two of the most powerful words on the planet. You can say it out loud. Send those vibrating words, those vibrating energies all out to your surrounding space. I am happy. And exhale. Let's inhale one more. I am whole and complete. Inhale. And yes, you are sending love and light throughout the entire body as we open up the hearts and the minds and the arms and we stretch and move and bend and stretch and move and bend and inhale deeply and stretch. Oh, stretch, 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 stretch. Yes, does that feel good? And exhale. And as we inhale, bringing all of that energy to the top of the head and taking the breath and moving it down through the forehead, the face, the neck, the shoulders as we inhale. Giving thanks for the energy as it continues to flow out through our arms and our wrists and our elbows and our shoulders and our chest and our sides and our backs as we inhale deeply. And sending more love and light and energy down through the hips, the thighs, the buttocks, the back and the knees. Oh, yes, rub those glorious thighs and knees because they keep us moving. So many people have knee problems. And all we have to do is give them some love and work them out and be good to them, and they'll be good to you. So all you have to do is inhale deeply. Sending those knees and the shins and the legs and the ankles love, light, and pure energy, pure love, pure light, rubbing on them, speaking to them, talking to them. They're sending you messages with pain sometimes. They're letting you know you need to love me, girl. Send me some love. Inhale. And exhale, sending more love and light and energy down through the feet and the toes. Wiggle those toes, sending that energy back up through the toes, the insteps, and the arch, and the ankles as we inhale. Bringing that energy back up through the legs and the knees. Yes, rubbing those knees and those lank ankles and whatever part of your body needs a little attention, a little love, a little inspiration. As we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy on back up through the thighs and the hips and the sides and the arms and the shoulders as we are rotating. Oh, yes, that feels good. Doesn't that feel good? Why are you looking at me? Rotate them shoulders out. Oh, that feels good, yes. As we stretch and move and bend that body, giving that body the that it needs. Yes, as we inhale deeply. And exhale. Inhale once more. Bringing more love and light and energy back up through the face and the top of the head as we inhale and we give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion when people are getting on your last nerve and don't even know the flavor of your Kool-Aid. Just simply inhale deeply. And this time as you exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head around to the left. Slowly, slowly, slow down, you're moving too fast. You should just be getting to the back, feeling that stretch in each and every increment of your neck. Slowly bring it around to the right and back to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And exhale, bringing the head back down. Slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly, slowly bringing it around to the back, slowly. Oh, feel that pop in the neck, that's okay. It's just movement. And bring it around to the front, chin to chest, head up, inhale deeply. And turn that head to the left as far as you possibly can. Ooh, feel that stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bringing the head back, front, inhale deeply. And turning that head to the right as far as you possibly can. Ooh, feel that stretch. Does that not feel good? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just want to hold it there for a second. And then bring it back. Ooh, does that feel good? Mm-hmm. Feel good? Just want to see. That's how you feel good. Talk to the body and listen to the body. And the body tells you what to do. So you inhale once more. Hold it. Take these two fingers and this thumb. Put them in the back of the neck. And massage the back of the neck. That's where the vagus nerve is. And the vagus nerves run from the tip of your neck to the bottom of your spine. And as you are massaging it, sending it love, sending it light, and endless energy as we breathe in. Exhale, and as we breathe out. Next time you're feeling a little irritated, try that too. And you'd be surprised at what might happen. Inhale deeply. Take the other hand, two fingers, excuse me, and a thumb, back of the neck. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, massage the back of that neck. You have no idea of the love and the light and the energy and all the goodness that you are tingling in that vagus nerve. You are actually supporting the immune system as you massage the vagus nerves, because it is sending light and love and energy pow, 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 all over the body. You got really, really energy today. Yes. Give thanks. Yes. Give thing. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Ah. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And just sit with it. And just let it marinate. Sending your body all kinds of messages. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you. Even though I may be having challenges in my heart and in my back and in my liver and my lungs, I send them all messages of love and light and energy and let them know that I'm listening. Each and every organ in my body responds to me. And I give thanks for all of the trillions of cells and the ligaments and the joints. Not the kind you roll, but the kind that's in your body, okay? As we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, we give thanks for the heart, the liver, the lung, spleen, spine, pancreas, and all of the systems that work just because we woke up. No reason, they just worked. So we give thanks for those systems that are working, especially those as it relates to our eating, because we know we love to eat right. So we give thanks as we inhale deeply for the digestive system, the elimination system, the assimilation system. We eat it, it assimilates, and it digests, and it does the work it needs to do to keep us comfortable, to keep us satisfied. And I notice the older I get, the less I eat, and I'm just loving that because I used to pig out all the time. This is America's pig out country, so we give thanks that we eat a little less and drink a whole lot more water, that is, okay? Just water. Just water, people. Just water. So we give thanks for the power of the body and all that it does for us. See how easily turn that head? Yes. See how easily turn that head? Yes. So I hope you've enjoyed this experience this morning. It is Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and you be sure and share that with someone. And you can also share with them my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, and the other channel is Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. So, wherever you may go today and you are challenged, just know that you have the power of the breath in your hand. Now, what you choose to do with it, that is entirely up to you. You can let somebody take you off your square, or you can simply start breathing. And if they get too close up on you in your space, you simply inhale deeply like we just did in training. But when you exhale, blow it out your mouth. And if you got a little spank on your breath, a little funk, I promise you they'll back up. Grand Rising, Naima Latif, our executive producer, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, thank you for Monday morning world of wisdom. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share what it is that I have with the world, including the men of higher learning, and that would be those men that contribute to the success of the Higher Learning Network, which is a nonprofit organization that teaches youth behind the scenes, radio, television, and print production. That's why we have the Youth Talent Contest. So now you know why we do what we do, because we have people that help us do that here. And I'm going to bring them on board. And our first one is Armandilo, our number one editor. Grand Rising, Armandilo, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Honored to have you here, looking all official this morning. I love it. I love, 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 love it. I love it. Is that a dashiki?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that. And where did you get that, if you don't mind my asking?
I got it from Kyra Imports, one of the leading distributors of African supplies and materials. I'm not sure where from the continent they hail from, but they're usually at the festivals, and they have some beautiful materials and fabrics and clothes and so forth.
I've heard of them.
Yes.
I have heard of them, and we're being joined by Fred, Grand Rising Fred. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's the men of higher learning, I guess, Amadeva.
Cliff.
Cliff, thank you very much. It's still early. Cliff will be joining us shortly, but in the meantime, in between time, it is 7:30. We are going to take our first commercial break, so you stay close, and while we're doing that, you text somebody, call somebody, and tell them that the Men of Higher Learning are joining us this morning. Actually, they're already on, so be sure and let them know that.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. The Men of Higher Learning have joined us today, but before we do that, let me remind you, The Female Solution lineup for the week is Tuesday, self-care with Jody Susan. On Wednesday, Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, repairing family relationships. On Thursday, I just caught a brain fart. I just lost it. Who's on Thursday? I can't remember. It'll come back to me. Friday, Health and Wellness with Rihanna. And on Saturdays, first Saturday, second Saturday, third Saturday, fourth Saturday, remember, we are not on at 7 a.m. We are on at noon, 12 noon Central Standard Time, 12 until 1 p.m. You can always listen to the shows on the in the archives. They're available 24/7, blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Okay, So as we bring to the podium the men of higher learning, I would like you to know who they are. And you see the show that is airing on Channel 19 in Chicago and on the World Wide Web on our YouTube channel. You need to know that those shows just don't happen. They just don't edit themselves. We have to go out and film it sometimes, and sometimes we have to, well, not sometimes, we have to always come back and edit it because, you know, everybody has a cell phone and they can pick up and they say, man, yeah, that's nice, but sometimes you want to go just a little bit beyond that and have a professional videographer and editor, and that's where these young men come in. Notice I said these young men come in. I only work with young men. So these young men will introduce you introduce themselves to you and tell you a little bit about who they are, what they do, why they do what they do, and how they got involved with the Higher Learning Network. So who would like to go first?
I guess I can go first.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I actually met Zelda through Keith, another cameraman who was working with the show for some years, and I would run into Keith at different events, and he was always shooting and doing video and stuff, and he mentioned to me about the program, and eventually I was able to get involved. I work in the community a lot. I do a lot of video work for various nonprofit organizations, documenting their programming. Too often the images that people see of our community, particularly if you travel at all, you go to some place, you say, yeah, I'm from Chicago. First thing they want to say is rat-a-tat-tat and Al Capone and violence and gangs.
Yep.
That's the impression that people get of our city. And that's deliberate, and particularly the black community. People say the South and West sides, you immediately know that's the black, that's the hood, that's black people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually associated with crime and gangs. But there's so much more going on in our neighborhood, and I found that by documenting these events on video and shows like what the Higher Learning Network does and others, that you get to learn so much more, so many of the great people that are working hard in the neighborhood. In fact, Fred, I met Fred through his program called Saga, which is designed to help the poor and needy, to give resources to those in need, and they've been doing that for years, and you know, I'm sure there's never been a news report about the work that they do other than what we show them on programs like this. So so yeah, I've been working with the Higher Learning Network now for about 3 years now, Zelda.
Somewhere
around
the end,
maybe. And it's been really exciting because through Zelda I've learned so much about the history of black radio here in Chicago and some of the pioneers that have been involved in that, very important, because it's been historically proven that the black community gets more of its information about the world through radio than most other mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives a lot of our entertainment as well as economic push, and so it's a great history, and we've talked about even, you know, exploring some of that history deeper, and I would love to continue to, you know, learn more about it. It's a great, another great legacy of Black Chicago.
Amen.
That we need to tell the world. So, yeah, so that's just a little bit about what I do. I've been in the business a lot of years, and I really enjoy it. I meet great people like Zelda and Fred and others, and it's been fun working with the Higher Learning Network.
All right. And that's good, joined by Cliff this morning. Thank you for joining us, Clifton.
Oh, thank you. Know what? I'm embarrassed. Thank you for waking me up.
You need not be, because I know you stay up late editing. So, you know.
Yes, salam alaikum to everybody.
We don't live normal lives. No. Editors don't live the 9 to 5. We edit round the clock. You know, if you wake up at 2 o'clock
That's
in the morning,
right.
You edit till 6, then so be it. So you ain't late. You always right on time. So Fred, tell us who you are and how you came to be with the Higher Learning Network.
Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wait,
how y'all doing?
Wait, Cliff. Fred is talking. I know you're anxious, but Fred is talking. Go ahead, Fred.
Thanks, Cliff. I needed that.
All right.
Well, my name is Fred G. Haley. I mean, I have to add the E because there's another Fred Haley out here. But as Armadillo mentioned, we kind of took away half of my introduction, but I don't have too much to say. You know, as an editor, I'm used to being behind the scenes, you know, not in the forefront. As he said, I'm a member of a non-profit organization by the name of Saga.
By the name of?
Saga. S-A-G-A. Intelligent Service. Where we go out to the communities, you know, a lot of, most recently we went to some of the communities like Five Illinois, Fort Hyde. Things that most of us take for granted. Mouthwash, toothbrushes. I mean, a lot of simple things that we all have, but
clean eyewear.
Okay, say that. Socks, yeah.
Socks, you name it, we try to put it in the bag. To those, especially during these troubling times with COVID, you know, even if you're not homeless, you know, people need things. So, you know, you can get them off the job or in between jobs or what have you. We're just trying to get out there and make things life a little easier. You know?
That's important. That's important.
Very important.
That's crucial. And we appreciate that.
In our community.
Yes.
And all communities.
All communities.
We cannot discriminate.
So this is part of the village, I would like to call it, because the village takes care of the people that live in the village. Because, you know, this organization that you're representing, Fred, is right on target, because we can't wait on the government and anybody else, because they've shown us hundreds of years they don't care. They're still repealing voting laws and laws that will help us move forward in life. So you can't wait on somebody who does not have your best interest at heart. That's just not how it happens.
Right.
So we appreciate that. We appreciate the work you do. And now, the man has woken up. He's awakened. He's live and in living color. And he's ready to tell it like a TA is. Come on with it, Clifton. I love your energy.
Okay, I wanted, you know, say thank you for extending the invitation to come on your platform and have these esteemed gentlemen and this lady, that wonderful lady that I work for, you know, to have this opportunity.
Let's stop that right there. You don't work for me.
Okay.
We are a team. We represent the Higher Learning Network. This is a team effort. You don't work for me. You ain't never for me. Yeah.
Okay, this opportunity to, you know, disseminate information to help people, and it is a tremendous opportunity, plus it's a learning opportunity.
Mm.
Be involved with Easter Seals, because it gives you the ability to actually, I've learned more than what I knew before I started.
Mm.
Yeah, under her leadership.
Mm.
And her good, stern leadership. She has challenged me to make me better than what I ever was.
Oh, wow.
I commend her.
Oh, wow. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't. It's just like it's got to be done. And if I can't do it, some of y'all got to know how to do it, because I'm texting you stuff all the time. How do you do this? How do you do that? Yeah.
I'm gonna tell all of y'all this. It was due to my lack of knowledge. I have grown in my scope of knowledge, but I don't know everything that I should know.
Mm-hmm.
But all praise is due to Allah. I have been inspired by the leader of our group to go back to school and get more education and get a degree and get an Apple computer.
Okay.
Get away from the PC world and take the plunge and take the challenge. Save up my nickels, pennies, and dimes to
dollars for Apple, baby, not not change. Dollars. Yeah. You know what, and I'm not an advocate of Apple. I am an advocate of whatever helps me get the work done quicker.
Yeah.
And it's just like when I was working in secular radio at WGCI back in the day, a brother named Eliah Israel, who was the graphic arts director,
mm-hmm.
he made the first book cover. Well, actually, all my book covers. And he would always tell me, he says, why are you still working on PC? He told me that years before we even left the station. And I never got it. Because I was at Can TV working on Adobe, and Adobe is one of the hardest editing software I know to work on. It's a learning curve, and it takes time, it takes patience. But with iMovie, you can just click and drop and be through with it.
I'm gonna find out.
So I'm just lazy. I love to edit, but if I can make it easier, I'm sorry, I'm just going to use iMovie. So I'm not hating on nobody that's using anything else. I'm just using what works for me because it's just so easy. I got enough stress in my life. I don't need stress to when I'm doing something that I love.
I'm going to just have this extra money and find out myself.
Okay.
But I want to give a shout out to your ex-editor, Mr. Childs, who I worked with years ago, and he has taught me, helped refine me to make me better.
Childs
is the bomb. Nelson Riley, and he always speaks highly of you. I just want to give a shout-out to those people that know Childs and Nelson.
Childs Nelson, yes.
Television.
He was one of the first crew.
One of my mentors.
He was one of the first crew. Charles is an excellent editor. I hate he had to move on, but, you know, you learn from people. So everything is for a season, and you move and you grow. Now, Cliff has shared with us some of his challenges in the working with the Higher Learning Network. Fred, you want to tell us about some of your challenges and successes, I should say, your challenges and successes?
Well, I will say I have strong commitment as well because some of the editing assignments you laid on me gave me the opportunity to learn a little more about downloading some various platforms out here, which also was challenging because it's pretty hard for me to do this, not sure what you're doing. So I'm still growing in that area. And I appreciate the leadership as well.
Don't you love it at this age in life, at this part of your life, that you are still learning and growing? Doesn't that make you feel good?
It makes
me feel good because I swore on a stack of Bibles when I graduated from Columbia College in 1993 that I would never, ever read another book as long as I live. I didn't want to see a book, smell a book, be around a book, be around anybody that had a book. I was just so ingrained. It's like, I can't read another book. My mind won't take it. And then you discover something that you like, and it's like, oh, I can read another book. Oh, as a matter of fact, I wrote a book, a couple of books, several books. So never say what you're not going to do because you're always growing and you're always learning. That was a lesson I had to learn.
Can I interject something?
Always.
Okay. Can I put in a quick plug for my show?
Absolutely, positively, because people need to know you produce a show.
Okay. I do a television show called The Underground Railroad.
The Underground Railroad. Did you all hear that?
Every Saturday night at 10:30. I got some plug. But it's strange that she was saying something about education. I was speaking with someone and telling them that I'm getting ready to go back to Kennedy King to get my degree. And they said, you're too old.
No, they didn't.
But you know what I told them? You know what? Now I used your exercise and took a dip. Wait a minute. I didn't have no garlic, but I said, you know what?
He has
an exercise called the mindful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I took a breath, and I said, you know what, wait a minute. You say I'm too old. You're too old. It's not about what you think. It's about what I think. With all due respect.
Mm.
And they had to, this, must have smelled the garlic. And he got away from me. Self-esteem, and it has something to do with my self-esteem.
Okay, okay.
Me sitting up here listening to every day, I'm editing, y'all don't know, I'm editing her tapes about motivation and
yes.
feeling good about yourself,
yes.
and I said to myself, you
yes.
know what, it ain't about what you think
mm-hmm.
about me, it's about what I think about myself.
Amen. Say that, say that.
Those are your limitations.
Right, right. Because what other folks think about you is none of your business. I want to thank you for sharing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Clifton is the young man who, after every show, he goes and takes out the Monday morning mindfulness excerpt and puts that on my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks, no, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. He puts that on Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. So in case you missed it and you can't listen to the whole show, you can at least go and listen to the excerpt. That's powerful.
Y'all don't know, that's therapy for me, as I'm doing.
That's therapy for all of us.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and it's therapy for me
mm.
on how to help people.
Mm.
It's helping me.
And it's therapy, okay. it's therapy for me, too, so don't think you're alone. Do not think you're alone. And I didn't, that was not my intention. One day I'm just doing the show and something said, start breathing. And I was like, but I am breathing. You know, I'm doing a live show and I got this voice in my head telling me, it was like, okay, don't you know I'm live here? It's like I'm having a conversation inside my head and outside my head.
Well, you know something, I do it all the time because my tolerance for foolishness is very low.
Very low.
So I'm using your meditation all the time.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The universe gave us that. So give thanks to the universe because that's where it came from. It was not from me. Giving thanks, as we say, a shout out to the ancestors. That came from the ancestors. That was not my move. That came from the ancestors.
And for everybody that's listening, that's my testimony.
All right.
And y'all need to share it.
Okay.
You know, but this broadcast, you need to share it. You need to press share. Whatever social media platform she's using, y'all need to share this.
Amen. Amen. Can't get a better testimony than that from the man who edits it. All right, now, so I got to ask my other two editors. Do they listen to Monday morning mindfulness meditation?
Yes, I do, and I must admit, I actually enjoy your show. You know, there's always something edifying about it. You know, I always learn a little something. And I won't even say a little something. Sometimes I learn a lot. and I don't share it enough. I do need to share it a little more.
Mm, okay. And you practice it and you share it. Share, share, share. Because not for me, but because of the world in which we live in, people need to calm down. People are so stressed and so crazy, and their behavior is so erratic. So I say, if you're driving and they come, I mean, just let them go. Do not race with anybody. I mean, people are getting out of cars and just, and then there are people who are like me who are just, okay, go right ahead on. Because I want to get to where I'm going safely. I know you've had that experience too, Amadila.
Oh, yeah. In fact, just yesterday, a lady backed into me. She was trying to get into a parking space. And so she hit me.
Oh.
And I got out the car to see, mainly just to see if there was any damage to my bumper. And she just went off like, why didn't you back up? How come you was in my way? And
ooh,
I was like, man, lady, you need to change your attitude. She was like, well, I ain't sleeping with you, but I need to change my attitude. I'm like, lady, look, you hit me. What are you getting all upset about with me? I mean, you hit me. I should be the injured party.
Oh, my goodness.
And she just couldn't get it. And so I just said, okay, you need to change your attitude. And I'm so glad that I did not lose my temper. I didn't shout at her. I didn't cuss her out. As she well deserved to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got back in my car and just sat there, and she was waiting for me to move out of the way so she could get into the spot. And she's screaming at me, yelling, saying, you know, how come I didn't get out of her way? I just sat there until she finally drove off, and hopefully out of that she got a lesson of how to just be calm and wait and maybe you'll get what you want. Right then, she did not get that parking space, I'll tell you that.
Oh!
So,
after
so
all
that, so,
of that.
But like you say, those encounters can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah, they
you know?
Can. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, you have to be very careful today because some people are just wild and out looking for an opportunity
yes.
to go crazy.
And road rage is real.
Oh, man, it's very serious, you know. So I did not raise my voice. I did not cuss her out. But I did let her know that, look, you, this is not the way you get what you want in this
right.
world.
Right.
So, but I will say, too, back to your other question,
mm-hmm.
one thing that I have really been blessed with is just being exposed to the Female Solution and the work that Naima Latif is doing, how she's pulled together this incredible group of women to talk about how women can save the world. And I just love the way she ties it up with, if nothing else, we must share our love.
Mm-hmm.
And the love of women, not just your romantic partner, your wife or your girlfriend, but just the love we get from our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, our aunts, it is what saves the world. And more and more, I think about that woman who was screaming at me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bad day. Ain't no telling what happened to her
right.
that day.
Right.
To where, and she seemed like a nice lady. I mean, from what I could tell, she seemed like she was a professional woman. Maybe just I don't know what happened to her that day. But and I'm glad I didn't call her names. And
thank
you know
you.
How we're so tempted to get down in the gutter with people. And so, yeah, that love, though, that comes from women, I think, is so critical to the world right now. And we as men need to support that and encourage that and to be there to reinforce how valuable that is to us as men and to the world in general. So I really appreciate what the Female Solution is bringing to the world right now.
And Naima will be so glad to hear that she will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour because we do an after show at 9 o'clock. It's called the after show. Duh. It's 7:57. If you just join the conversation, you are listening to the men of higher learning. That is the editors who make this show possible, who make it happen. And it's happening 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org, and our YouTube channel. There it is over there. Right there. It's over Amadillo's head now. So whenever you go online, because there's a lot of higher learning, so I always point that out. Yeah, the other one. When you see that logo, HLN, you'll know you're in the right place. So be sure and join us tomorrow morning. Let's talk about it. No, Lord have mercy. Self-sale care with Jody Susan. Excuse me. And on Wednesday, Naima Latif with Kareem Hamid. On Thursdays, here I go with this brain again. I have to write these down. I have an old one down and I can't remember it. I'm sure Naima will tell me. She'll call in and tell me. And Friday, Health and Wellness with Viata. We'll give you the Saturday roundup when we come back, but right now it's 7:58. If you have any questions, you want to call in, you've got to press 1 to speak right now. That might be the call that I've been waiting on. 515-605-9325, press 1. 773-977, you're live on the air. Grand Rising, who's this?
Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago, the South Shore area. Good
Lois.
Morning to all. You know, we're all still alive, and we have so many interesting topics on this Female Solutions line. I'm not on the Facebook looking at the faces, however, listening to that dashiki that one of the gentlemen is wearing this morning. I wish I had been on there to see all these handsome faces this morning. But anyway,
you
we're alive, and I'm just thanking God that we're all still here for a reason. And whatever God has given us, he's given everybody a gift. Everybody has their own individual gift, I believe. You know, and I know furniture, nothing like that, but I believe that God purposely gives everybody a certain gift. Now, we have to just use those gifts and just think about what he's already given us. Use what we have to work with. And I find that prayer is the topic that we all just need to be constantly important. Prayer work. And with the mission of Not Anymore Yourself, I'd like to invite everyone to join me in prayer every Tuesday and Wednesday night over BigVictoryMinistries.org at 8 o'clock. Prayer work. BigVictoryMinistries.org.
She is bringing up. I can't hear.
YouTube, Instagram, Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, Ministries, MINISTERIES.org.
All righty, Miss Lowe.
Prayer works. Whatever it is that we need, well, God gives it to us. And we have to ask him. We have to ask him now. He knows what we need, but he just wants us to ask him. And so I'm praying, asking for whatever is in the desires of your heart, that God will give it to all of us. And I just thank you all for this time, and God bless you.
Amen. And thank you too, Ms. Lois. We appreciate that. Ms. Lois from Chicago. Amen. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're going to take our next break, 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Learning. That is the men who make sure that the work is done for those who want to see this show and others. They have to be edited sometimes because we share these airwaves with people who don't necessarily have internet because a lot of people, is it rainy? Yes, it is rainy. They see it in scattered thunderstorms, but the weatherman, it's the only job I know you can have and not be right and still get a check. Anyway, the men of higher learning, men making a difference in the community. I'm joined by Clifton Bradley, host of the Underground Railroad, who has just invited me to be a guest on his show. Thank you so much. Which airs when, Clifton?
Absolutely.
Which airs when?
Oh, so come on, every Saturday night at 10:30. So after you get through looking at the news, get the real news on Underground Railroad Television. Central Time.
Okay, because that's fake news. That they're giving us. That's fake news.
Donald Trump was right about that.
Okay, because that's fake news. And look who we are being joined by this morning. Keith McDonald! Yay!
Good morning. What's going on, brother?
Man, hey, higher learning. Welcome.
My pleasure. I haven't been able to engage in a while on many levels, in person or on the show. And I wanted to make sure I took some time this morning to join in.
Well, I am so glad that you had a chance to do that. Look at my spiffy there this morning. All righty now. Amadilo just left, and he was just talking about you, too. He had a funeral to attend to this morning.
Was that Tony?
Amadilo.
Oh, okay.
Amadilo.
Okay.
I was asking everybody to introduce themselves and how they became affiliated with the Higher Learning Network, and he was just telling us how he met you at an event. You were both out filming, and you told him about the program.
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, there was, I don't know, we were at the studio, and I helped out on the show, and I think that's how I got started. I don't really remember. You know, it's been a while back now. It wasn't yesterday. It wasn't like last week. This is 2021. I think it was like, 2001, 2000 or something like that. That's when I first started.
Yeah.
Not every day, every project, but if I'm not right, he'll correct me. But I do remember it going back some years now.
Yeah, it's been a minute, and I don't know exactly how many minutes it's been. Right.
And it's been a joy, and every project has been enlightening and a higher level of engagement and making people aware. I've always been proud and happy to be a part of the Higher Learning Network.
Well, it has certainly been very rewarding for me to have assistance in this project, because I had no idea it would grow to what it is today. You know, you think it's a little bitty show, and no big deal. But no, you know, when the universe steps in and you've got a mission, you're just following through on the mission. You know, this ain't about you and your name and who you are and all that kind of stuff. It's about the work that needs to be done. We need sustainability in our communities. Because they're trying to kill us left and right, from head to toe, from food to what we wear, where we live, where we socialize, everything. So we, as a people, as a community, as part of the village, it's our responsibility. So I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being responsible for taking the initiative to do the work. Because not everybody wants to do the work.
That is work.
Some people just want the praise, but they don't want the work. Some people just want to be out there in it, you know, like the people who showed up at the White House just to say I was a part of that history. It was chaos, but they were a part of history, so thank you. Fred, I'd like you to share with us what's been your most rewarding and what has been your most challenging experience.
What? Well, you know what? I can't use the term rewarding yet. in this one particular category, and that category is transferring these old cassettes through my computer to get the best audio possible. Now, once I can get past that, that would definitely be rewarding.
But you're doing
That's
it.
My most
But you're doing it.
But I'm not where I want to be. I want it to be better than this. You know? So I'm working towards that.
So are you saying that there's room for growth?
Oh, definitely.
And you're growing.
Always.
And you're growing.
Yes.
And you're already established, but you continue to grow.
Right.
I want to pose a question to all three of you, the men on higher learning. And let me say this again, because I see the numbers on here, and I was expecting a call from a Judge Kelly. You ever heard of Judge Kelly, Keith? Is a brother who showed up?
No, I can't say that I have. I don't know what's his first name.
I think it's David L. Kelly. I'm not sure. Met him yesterday. I left a flyer in my bag. You know, we played Bid Wiss at DuSable Park. Shout out to my partner, Vicky. We spanked booty yesterday just all day long. I told you earlier, we spanked booty so hard. The lady who was playing with is a regular. She just got up and left. She didn't say nothing. She just got up and left. Anyway, I digress. We were playing cards, and he said, I'm sorry to interrupt, and I'm not going to interrupt. I just want to give you my card because I'm running for judge.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, you have been in the midst of some big play because, you know, you just don't come in. We're in the middle of a thought process, and you hit somebody a card and throw us all off. We ain't liking you already. So he said that before he gave us a card, so he was cool. And so he gave the card and left. I said, well, yeah, if you want to call in on the show tomorrow, we're talking about men in the community making a difference. So where I hear an echo. Where is that coming from? Did you hear it too? That's another man. That's another man on higher learning. I can't even get him. He's working so hard. I can't even get him to come stick his head in the camera. Where am I hearing that echo from? And I don't have another window open, so it's not me, so I don't know what it is. Anyway, you want to come stick your head in the camera and say hi, honey? You want to come say hi to the people? He's come on, yeah. So challenges are what make us grow. And Keith, even though you are no longer with us, I should take that back. You may not be on staff here, but you're still with us because I had to call you not too long ago for an incident with the camera in which I did not know how to do, and I was like, okay, I need to know this, and I know Keith has some experience, so let me call Keith. What was your...
Keith.
Yeah, that's Keith. He's right here.
What's up, Keith?
Come.
Hey, my man. What's up, Keith? You know what? I got something for you, for both of you, for the birthday that I missed. I have not forgot about either one of you, and that's that. I'm going to talk about it later, if that's okay.
Okay. We can talk about it later. You could come stick your head in the camera when you get through cooking your oatmeal. Just say hi to people. He always working behind the scenes. He my right hand. You know, you don't see him in front of the camera, but he takes care of business. Trust me when I tell you.
I'm a slave. I'm a laborer for her. If she don't pay me more.
I do pay you. It's just not in money, honey. I give you love. I give you attention. I would last day I cook, but he the cook, so I can't tell that story. Anyway. But anyway, that's my husband, Tony Hogue. He's also a man on higher learning, too. So I digress. What was the question that I asked you, Keith?
You start off by saying, well, since you're not a part of, but you are because I'm just I asked you a question about the camera, and you were leading up to a question about, I don't know, we got off track, you know, start talking about something else, but it was like, just wanted to answer a question. I don't remember. I don't know what it is.
No, it'll come back to me. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And any of our callers have a question, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I am still trying to get this. I don't know what this is in my lens. You know, you sweat and it gets stuck in the. Okay, I guess I can see now. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see real good now. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak right now. If you have a man in your life who you know, he don't even have to be in your life, who's making a difference in the community, feel free to type his name in the chat. We'll put it in there. All our comments are live, or you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to line. Why am I hearing this noise? You know what? I'm going to close every window on here but that one. Let's go to the phone line. 773-593. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Hi, who's this?
good morning. This is Judge David Kelly. I had the pleasure of meeting you yesterday out at the Sovereign Museum. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I was wondering if you want to call. I forgot to get your number. I gave you ours, but I forgot to get yours. But anyway, thank you so much for calling. This is the brother that I was telling you about, guys, that
yeah.
is running for judge. He's already. Are you already a judge, sir?
I am. I was appointed by our second black Supreme Court Justice, Justice DeVille, back in early July, July 9th to be exact. So I am currently a judge. I'm sitting downtown, the Daily Center. And but the thing is that I need to run to keep my seat. So I will be on the ballot June 28th, 2022. So next year I'll be on your ballot.
Oh, you got started early. And what's that name again that we should be looking for?
It is David L. Kelly. It's the black Irishman. David L. Kelly. The black Irishman. So we have to make that perfectly clear, particularly in our community.
Okay. I like the fact you said a black Irishman. Yes, Keith, one of our cameramen has a question. Go ahead, Keith.
So, I hear you said that you're already a judge?
Yes. I'm already a judge. I've been serving for, like I said, 3 months, well, 2.5 months to be exact. So I'm already currently a judge. But the way it works, it's, and I need to sort of be clear about this. So there are several ways you can become a judge. One is, of course, to be outright elected by the people. And then, you know, so you get on the ballot, folks vote for you, and then obviously the highest vote getter is elected judge. The second way is to be what they call an associate judge, and that's where the full circuits, meaning the judges who were elected by the people, get to select judges. That's the simplest way to say that. And then the third way is kind of the hybrid way, is the way I became a judge, and that is to be appointed by the Supreme Court, the Illinois Supreme Court. So not only did Justice Neville appoint me, but all of the justices, all of the seven justices actually appointed me, agreed that I should be a judge, and they appointed me to a vacancy. And so I was appointed to a vacancy here in the 5th Sub-Circuit, and so I have a term. So my term goes from July 9th to December, I think it's 5th of 2022. But in order to keep my seat, in order to keep serving the people, I have to be voted in. And so that's the process I'm in now.
Okay. I got it. So you were appointed,
that,
and now
that makes sense?
That seat that you still is up for you. You have to be elected in.
I have to be elected in the seat, exactly. So, you know, particularly what we call full circuit judges, you know, the only time there are vacancies. And so folks either retire, judges either retire, you know, they either die, or they are not retained, or they're not retained for those seats to become available. In my instance, the judge who had the seat before I had it was not retained by the voters.
Oh.
And so then the seat became available. Yes.
Okay.
So the real interesting thing is that she will likely come back to regain seat and attempt to regain her seat. So that's why I'm out here working hard in the vineyard to serve the people and to be elected in June.
And what can you tell us in the past, Judge David L. Kelly, what have you done? In the words of Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? No, I'm just kidding. What have you done in the community that people can appreciate it so that they would go to the polls and elect you again?
All right. Well, to start off by one of the things that I enjoy most doing, and that is mentoring young people in the community, both my wife, who I met in law school 20-some-odd years ago, and I
What's
have been part
name?
Of. Her name is Stephanie S. Kelly. Her name is Stephanie S. Kelly. Met her 20-plus years ago in law school. She is also a practicing attorney, and I tell folks I really have to give her much credit for my success today, because without her, there's a chance I wouldn't be here being able to do the things that I do. We're the proud parents of twin boys, by the way. They're 11-and-a-half-year-old twin boys, Ellison and
Keith. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So to answer your question, one of the things that she and I both have done throughout the years is mentored young people through the Links Unlimited program, through our church, other organizations. One thing I'm particularly proud of is that one of my law school classmates was teaching at a local school here in the Brownsville community, and what she noticed was that there were no men, in particular black men, in the school at all. I don't even think, respectfully, down to the maintenance, they were not even black. And so what she did is she asked a number of her black male friends, black men friends, to link up with some of the young black boys in the school and to mentor them. So, you know, I linked up with a young man, his name is Silas, I won't say his last name, in the third grade, and mentored him through elementary, through high school, and all the way through college. And we still remain very good friends to this day. And he's now 27 years old. In fact, he attended my swearing-in ceremony. So that's one thing. I think mentoring is very important. And again, I have judicial mentors. I think that mentoring is really one of the keys to success, to be perfectly honest. I can talk more about that. I'm also one of the founding members of the legal clinic at my church, and that's the Apostolic Faith Church, Dr. Horace Smith at 39th in Indiana. So every second Saturday of the month, we have a legal clinic where folks can come in and consult with us about various legal issues. And then what we do is occasionally, you know, can refer them out. Unfortunately, now that I, as a sitting judge, I'm no longer able to do that. But I am part of the Illinois Judicial Council, which is the Council of Black Judges. And we intend, in fact, we're planning something just as we speak for judges, calling the judges in the community, where we're going to have an open forum to talk about the various practices or areas of law where we sit and what people should be able to expect when they come to those particular courtrooms. I've also been involved here locally in the 4th Ward with Alderman Sophia King. I've chaired the Development Committee. And so what that does is, you know, we try to identify commercial and retail developers and track them to our local area and clean up some of these vacant lots that we have in the area. Also, to try to encourage affordable housing for folks. Folks are being priced out of our communities. You know, it's nice to have, you know, $600,000 to $700,000 homes, but everybody certainly can't afford that. Nobody wants to be house poor, so to speak. And so we've been working closely with the Alderman to try to create and some ideas around affordable housing. So I could go on and on.
Well, that's a good thing. We need you to go on and on. That's important.
I could go on and on. I could go on and on. I serve as a Cook County board, Cook County Bar Association, which is the oldest bar association in the country. It's our black bar association here, and I serve on the board of directors. And there, we do all kinds of things. We do expungement summits. So when folks, you know, have things on their records that need to clear up, well, we participate as lawyers and now as judges in those summits where folks can come and for little to no cost, get their records cleaned up and cleared up so that they can be employable and actually, you know, able to seek housing. A lot of times there are places if you have felony convictions or convictions on your record, you can't even seek certain subsidized housing. I've done that. I've participated in real estate seminars. I have a background in real estate. I just recently participated as a judge in a driver's license expo, where, again, folks can come in and clean up their driving license records. Am I still there? Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Thank you.
Judge. Keep talking.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, I'm getting music in my background.
We're working on that. Yeah, keep going.
Democracy, we certainly need them to be more actively engaged in voting for folks like myself. I often tell folks, the one elected official that you and or a family member might see is a judge. And so it's really important that you know who you're voting for, to do your research, and hopefully attend. I'm sorry? Hello? There?
Okay. The music stopped. Stop.
Still there. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, we're still here.
My active engagement in the community. The other thing I guess I should throw out there is that I'm the president of my Block Club. I've also been actively engaged in helping other folks in their own Block Clubs as well. All right. Well, I certainly thank you for this opportunity to join you today and hope that you'll invite me back.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is this we can hear you just fine. There is my station malfunction here. And let's
okay.
Maybe you need a little music in the background for your nice presentation.
Oh, okay, very good. Do you have any more specific questions for me?
Well, I'd certainly like to ask a question. This is Naima Latif.
Okay,
and,
good morning.
Good morning. Yes. The area is most people don't know anything about what does that mean? Are you representing a section of the city? So how does that work? Do you represent the entire
county?
What is the area that you represent? Or you represent a certain court, like the circuit court or the appellate court? What is your
right.
area that you are, going to be judged over?
All right, very good. Great question. So I am a Cook County Circuit Court judge. So I sit anywhere in Cook County. So obviously we have the big county bill of the Daly Center down there. There's 29 or 28 floors of courtrooms there. We also have, I think, four or five surrounding courthouses. That's Markham, Maywood, Skokie, Rolling Meadows, Markham, Maywood, Skokie, and Rolling Meadows. So those are our surrounding district courts. So as a circuit court judge, I'm able to sit in any of those courthouses. and adjudicate cases. Now, I may have mentioned the Fifth Sub-Circuit. I'm currently running in the Fifth Sub-Circuit. So what that means is simply that folks from the Fifth Sub-Circuit are able to vote for me. What is the Fifth Sub-Circuit? The Fifth Sub-Circuit are the areas of Bronzeville, Hyde Park, Woodlawn, South Shore, and it goes into Inglewood. And we actually have a little bit of Bridgeport and Canaryville as well. So those sub-circuits were created, just a little history on the sub-circuit, 30 years ago, as a matter of fact. And the county, so you can either be elected county-wide, where everybody in the county can vote for you as a circuit court judge, or you can be elected in a sub-circuit, which is really your community. And the reason that the sub-circuits were created 30 years ago is because if you were not a white Irish male, certainly couldn't be black Irish, but if you were not a, I'm not black Irish, that's a joke, by the way, black, just to be clear, but if you were not a white Irish male 30 plus years ago, there was no chance of you being elected countywide. And so what some of our black legislators did is they negotiated and created what we now have is sub-circuits. So there are 15 sub-circuits throughout the county. The idea was that folks from...
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by...
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Miss Naima, are you there?
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days,
yes,
it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm Beata.
Yes, Mom AZ, can you hear us now? Oh, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. The music is still playing.
Okay.
It's playing throughout the
Yes, I know.
So we have a loud, clear sound. We just have to talk over it, that's all. We know that.
Yes,
you know what's
yes, so we
right?
can remove the music.
Right. I wanted to ask the judge if he could keep you about Judge Tibbler and Judge Gaylord Locke.
Oh, thinking music's off.
Anyway,
great. Okay.
I think it left.
Yes, I believe it's gone now. Okay. Judge.
Thank you.
515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak right now. I'm going to the phone lines to try to get some calls before we're off the air. 706-202, you are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. Which name? Where are you calling from?
Thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say
for that, because that was a powerful message that we needed to hear. If you just joined in, you're listening to Men on Higher Learning. Grand Rising, we have Baba Kwame Sunhorse on the line. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
I have
peace be upon you.
And I'm very grateful because I'm getting ready to pack up in Fort Downey, Georgia, next year. On the stolen land of the Muscogee Creek, and I'm getting ready to hit the road again. But I saw the topic, and I was like, man, you know, you're always speaking what we need to hear in the community, because a man, and to be looking at the men that are in our community, how do we make another nation? That's what man stands for, to make another nation.
Mm.
We need those men that are willing to do the work to balance with the women, because the wounds is what produces the children, and we have to be supportive providers and protectors of that. And this is what the challenge is, because this is a new era. This full moon in Pisces that's going to rise again tonight is a shifting in the spirit, and it's the shifting. We're leaving Pisces and Virgo era, and we're coming into the Aquarius age. So there's a great... do what is necessary to help with this change, because the women are going to produce. They're always been producing, is how we stay in each era. So it's a challenge now, and I just came back from a conference on well-variety and looking at recovery and the intergenerational trauma. If you listen to Beyonce's show last night, we're going back to our indigenous roots.
Yes.
And looking at how do we work with nature, because we need to start the Overground Railroad. Harriet Tubman was the woman that started the underground. We have to begin the overground, because what over us is our solar system and our Milky Way and our creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to begin to do is reconnect to that.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming back and signing out and letting us know that you are still with us, even though you had went by the wayside. We appreciate that. And we appreciate the work that you do. So always know that everything that you do is important. It may not seem like it, that tape don't mean nothing to you, but somebody needs to hear that. So thank you for taking the time, for having the patience and the energy to do that. So we appreciate you.
I would like to take the time real quick to say to those who are aspiring, do what we've been doing, or do aspiring to be into this medium, into this occupation, or into this way of life, and to those who are maybe already out here doing it, may have done it before we even started doing it and still doing it, be mindful that we are able to impact minds. We are able to shape thoughts and perception. It's a very powerful medium, and we cannot take it lightly. I think Lipson said on one phone call, it represents 10,000 people. That's just one phone call. Some shows like you did back in the day, 10 years ago, let's say, you get 20, 30 calls. So you multiply that by 10,000 each one. So we have the ability to, and then some people put on social media that gets shown around the world. It's, I just say that just by clicking.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that we as a human being, don't give googly gawk, because there's a world around you when we become googly gawk, and then it'll be mass chaos. It'll be what's that thing, the purge. It'll be mindful. It is such a powerful, powerful medium. This thing called video, radio, and print even. But print, of course, newspapers aren't like these. People read books still, believe it or not. Even if they have audio,
right.
The audio, the book. So be mindful that when we put things out here, we're not just talking to one person. We're talking to a multitude of people. And those people are listening.
Yes.
And they're taking in what is saying, and they get these images.
Yes.
And we're able to shape minds. And sometimes we do it on purpose. Sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it. But I think we should all be very aware, right here, frontal lobe figure at the front of our thoughts, that whatever I put out on this medium, there's going to be children, there'll be adults, but there's so many people, there's a community. There's a whole new world of people listening to what we're saying. And we are encouraging how they think, how they mold their brain. You know, they say when a baby is born, the mother will shake the head by rubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Just shake it, just mm-hmm. keep rubbing mm-hmm. and massaging it, mm-hmm. and then we'll shake the third way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're shaping brains, shaping minds, shaping things, shaping people's minds to know how they're going to do things tomorrow, later on today, 5 years from now. So we have to be very, very careful on what we put on these airwaves and on these cable lines and on these broadcasts, anything that we do that goes out to be disseminated. And so then it's also the individual when we talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But right now my point is the multitude of people who we encourage, whether we know it or not. And we know I'm afraid it's no but with the Bible speaks. I mean, you had a big audience. I mean, I remember seeing the title, but I'm still there to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Elder has a grip. You know I'm there. So does Clifton. And I got followers. I mean, you know, I got one or two or three of them. But still, though, and there's no one
that right.
See the phone and call and tell other people at the dinner table with family, in the barber shop, in the beauty salon, on the bus, in the car. On the next video time that they make them, I can reference the shows I just saw. So please, for me, or for yourself, I don't know, this is my perspective. Maybe I may be the only one, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
But I just wanted to just share that point.
I don't know.
And I want to say thank you to the Bible Speak, to Underground Railroad, and to the Zelda Enterprise of media. Because they have all put out the good news. And sometimes the bad news is good for us to know the bad news, but that way we don't find the chip. And the chip might kill somebody over a chip, y'all child, over a chip, over a little SD card.
Yeah.
So we need to hear that, because that's good news for us to hear, to understand what's going on out there. You want to know what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't too far from the people in Chicago.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Thank
right here.
This is the one to think right here. Our star of the microphone, executive producer Naima Latif. Shalom, welcome my sister with the after show.
To all of you all, I'm so grateful for this wonderful show today, and many of you, of course, I've worked with, been on Clifton's shows, and he's done a fantastic job of changing the Michael Rock. You know, if you are trying to do some excellent production, that's somebody that you know is going to do a fantastic job and highly professional. And Fred, welcome to the Female Global Radio TV show here on the Higher Learning Network. It's exciting to hear all the things you all have said, because these are the times when what we're really participating in is mind war.
Mm.
And we're fighting for the ability to influence thought. And we know, like you were saying, you know, that you have the people that are putting out the news and the information that can either bring you down, and you have the people who are putting out information that can lift you up, that can enlighten you, that can inspire you. So those of us who have taken on this medium, we know that we have influence, and nowadays, everything comes right to you on your cell phone. So people who have subscribed to the Higher Learning Network, whenever she goes live, it pops up on their phone, you know, and so we're instantly communicating.
Change the channel. If you don't like what you see, that's what Vianna says. Change the channel and get more advertising from Big Pharma and consumer rights. Addiction. Yeah, we're all addicted to this platform.
Yes.
Can't even turn our phones off at night. Scared we're going to miss something.
Yes. It's encouraging by every second. So you have a choice of what you're going to put in your mind every moment of every day. You can choose the things that inspire you and motivate you and give you good news, or you can choose the things that distress you. And you should know that every time you get distressed and sad and angry, you lower your mood.
Yes. Oh, they need to have, you need to say that again. Somebody needs to hear that.
That's why you got to breathe.
Yes. Deborah Smith says, having the courage to engage those in the back of the room to come to the front.
Yeah.
In response to your earlier comment, Cliff. Yes. So thank you for that. Thank you all for sharing that information here. I just wanted to say before you guys leave to share this video with someone, because this Saturday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where contestants from all over the world, not just Chicago. I was so disappointed there were maybe one or two from Chicago, but they're all from all over the world. Our last winner was Najla from Saudi Arabia. The children are watching us. They are listening. And we must be the example for them. So be sure and tune in this Saturday just to support them, just to vote for them. We'll be right here on the Higher Learning Network. Oh, but the Female Solution will be on from 12 until 1 p.m. And, yeah, I forgot to announce that, too. On Saturday, the first Saturday, nonviolent communication with Jonna. So I guess I'll come on the show and announce it and then pop back over here. Second Saturday, what is the second Saturday?
Wendy
Williams, and she'll be talking about relationships. Boy, if you have not heard her show, you in for a good one. That's what all I got to say. Third Saturday is Travel with Deborah, Move Around with Deborah. She's our own travel agent right here at Female Solution. Took us down to Florida. We had a wonderful time, so you need to move around with Deborah. And can't wait to go back, girl. And the fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. And on Sunday, it's Soul Purpose Healing. 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find out what time it is. You should just know that. And then on Monday, we're right back here, Monday Morning Mindfulness. But until then, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the men of higher learning for doing the work that you do, to continue to do the work that you do, and continue to make a difference in the communities in which you live. And on that note, we thank you. And I think coming in here, my treat is lunch for veggie whopper. Is that what I'm supposed to announce?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, he's treating me. He's treating me. Thank you, baby. Appreciate that. I'll be ready by 2:01. Naima said, you got to treat her, too. He says yes.
You know I know where y'all live.
He's sitting right out front. Where my veggie burger at? Where's my veggie burger? Okay. See, I told you, you may not see him on camera, but he's always behind camera. Because we know, we specialize in behind the scenes, don't we, y'all? We know what goes on behind the scenes. So what you see here, I hate to say it, but it's a lot of preparedness that goes into this. We just don't come on and do what we do and not have some preparation for it. I've seen those days. But even though that's how I learned in secular radio, show up. And something will work right. Everything may not work right, but something's going to work out. So thank you, fellas. Yeah. So I want to thank you, fellas, for joining me this morning. Naima Latif is about to take over while I go get me some tea because I need something for this throat. So thank you so much. I will be in touch with each and every one of you. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to the next Men on Highline. We need to do this once a month, y'all, for the men. Yeah. Okay. So let's make it the fourth, if we can, the fourth Monday of every month. I'm going to make a note of that.
That's great. That is great. You know, on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday, we're doing our men-only discussions on Wednesday show.
Oh.
And last week, you know, we do a men's thing. That is great. Cause, I mean, there has to be a balance. You know,
okay.
We're not balanced without you.
Thank you. We need that male energy. We need that. So if you'd like to leave, you can, but if you don't, if you want to stay, you can. So it's entirely up to you. But right now, we're going to start the after show where you get a blessing, you get a blessing, you get a blessing, and you get a blessing.
Yeah, I got to go, too. I'll be back to get to.
All right. Well, thank you, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
See you at the next one. All right. Okay. Peace and blessings.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. It's the after show with Naima Latif. I got to go get me some water, girl.
We'll be here. Keep talking because you know that. But I love
you. Yes, ma'am. Oh, and we also have Baba Kwame Sunhorse on the line, too, if he ever wants to chime in.
Oh, for sure, yeah. So I've got 706 area code, right? Yeah.
Right. But I've got him on my phone because for some reason or another, I couldn't pull it up on the switchboard, so he's on my phone, just so you know.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to get some tea and water.
All right. Well, I'm definitely grateful for the men who were part of this discussion this morning. We have to keep reminding ourselves of the power that we have and the fact that the new technology has really changed the balance of power. We used to think that, you know, it wasn't on the big three, you know, big four, 2, 5, 7, 9, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, maybe WGN, and then later on with Fox. But the reality is the playing field has been leveled by the internet. And we now have the power to adjust and influence in creating images as the major network. And we just need to know this. Now, unfortunately, you have so many people that use this power to throw ignorant things like he was saying, godly goose. You know, you have people who will use the social media platform to show somebody fighting or some, you know, women tearing out each other's hair or just stupid things. And you have to ask yourself, when you get hypnotized into watching the worst kind of behavior, what is inside of you that's making you want to partake of that? It's just like if somebody gave you some food with dirt sprinkled on it. You wouldn't eat that. So why are you consuming garbage and dirt with your eyes, with your ears, your soul. Why are you doing that? Because it does have the same impact of being toxic, being poisonous, being something that will make you sick, literally. Because it's true. Anything that you see that distresses you, your energy vibrates. And the higher you vibrate, the more you will enter the realm of joy, of peace, of love. The lower you vibrate, the more you enter those realms of sadness, distress, despair, hopelessness. And when you lower your vibration, you open the door to sickness because you lower the energy of your immune system. So if you're worried about COVID, you can develop a spiritual immunity. And those of us who know, that's why we keep explaining to you that what you need to make yourself immune is not going to come to you. It's your own energy field, your own vibration, your own capacity to strengthen your body and make it immune to anything negative invading you. Now, anything can happen to change your mood before you realize it. But if you think about it, the last time you maybe caught a cold or caught the flu or had a cough, usually there was something happening. Either maybe you weren't sleeping enough hours to replenish your body's energy, or maybe you've been worried about something, or maybe somebody upset you. You had a relationship breakup or a fight. But all of these things affect your energy and affect your health. So if you're worried about getting sick, keep your vibration high, which means keep only the positive, empowering information coming into you. Only consume those things that will keep your vibration high. And you can be spiritually immune to every illness. We're not made to be sick. We're made to be in perfect health. But everything we consume through all of our five senses affects that health. So when you have a medium like video, which is so graphic and recreating life, if you use it right, you can inspire people. You can inform people. You can educate people. You can empower people. But if you use it in a way that's destructive, showing the worst of human behavior, showing things that are upsetting, and how many people watch the murder of George Floyd over and over and over and over again? And I get it. We want to awaken people to stop racial profiling, race-based violence, police brutality. We want to stop those things. But there was a point when the playing of that video over and over and over again actually made you sick physically. And so did it really take playing that murder over and over again for us to get the point that we need to stop police brutality and for Trump? It actually was motivating them to commit acts of violence. So it wasn't helpful. So if we want to inspire peace, we have to show peace. If we want to inspire love, we have to show love. You can't inspire somebody to behave in a way that's loving and kind by showing them violence and hatred. If you want to be it, you need to speak it. And that's the power that we have in the media, to show the images that we want people to emulate, not the things we don't want them to emulate. And for those who are worried about, well, if I don't know what's going on, if I don't know that there's violence, I can't protect myself, that is not true. Because truly, you're only going to attract to you that which you are vibrating in harmony of. So if you continuously are watching violence, watching robberies, murders, that's the vibration that you're existing on. That's what you attract to yourself.
Yep.
If you don't want it, don't keep indulging in it. Don't keep watching it. Don't keep digesting it. Don't keep thinking about it, because where you think is where your vibration is, and that's what you attract to you. If you want to be in peace and attract people who are peaceful, attract people who are kind, attract people who are considerate and compassionate, that's where you have to be vibrating. have to be watching on the screen that you have, whether you got a cell phone, whether you got an iPad, whatever you have, that you're receiving visual and audio information, use it wisely so that it can keep your vibration high. Everything in your life, you have created it by the way you're vibrating. Every single thing you experience, you have created. You have brought it into your atmosphere. So choose what you want to experience. And if you don't like what you're experiencing, change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. That will change your vibration. That will change your experience. Now, we hear that all the time. But it doesn't matter if you hear it, if you don't, what is it, understand it. If you don't comprehend it from the inside, it's not going to affect you. You have to really comprehend it from the inside.
Amen.
And once you do that, then you seize power over your life. Then you begin to create the life you want. Then you begin to see the change. And the interesting thing is, we can all be living in the exact same physical space and be experiencing something totally different. Now, ask five people, well, tell me about Chicago. And you might get five different stories, the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but different experiences. And it's not about how much money you have. It really isn't. But it's what you have on the inside of you that you're drawing to. And I'm grateful to say through all this pandemic, all of the street violence, all of this, that has not been my experience of Chicago at all. In the last 2 years. And for some people, these have been the worst 2 years ever. But for me, they've been the most peaceful. I've met wonderful people, strangers. We've had great conversations. I felt the most freedom. Even in all this restriction, I felt such freedom. I can go for a walk. I can enjoy the park, the trees, the air, hear the birds. I've had the freedom to be at home and connect with people all over the world. And we all have these same freedoms. But it's, how are you perceiving it? What is your inner world reflecting to you? If you think, oh, they won't let me do this, they keep doing that, oh, these people are so mean, all this racism. If you keep focusing on that, that's what you keep experiencing. And I've interacted with people all different colors, ethnicities, and I have experienced nothing but fun.
Mm-hmm.
Even a few times throughout the year, I got stopped by police. And the encounter was always friendly. So you have to think about what are you projecting, because that's what you're always going to reflect back. If it's attitude, if it's expectation of somebody to be mean to you, and so you don't realize you're actually putting the meanness out there first, and they're reacting to you.
Yep.
You're putting out love and joy. How are they going to give you meanness, and you're not giving them it?
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that we learn, and when we can teach these things through the various mediums, we can actually influence thoughts. So even all around us, other medias, other programs are saying the world is coming to an end and it's terrible. Yeah, there is something coming to an end. We're at the end of a spiritual season, and that means the beginning of a new spiritual season. Where we know better, and when you know better, you do better.
Right.
So we are understanding that there is no need for conflict. We have all the means to talk directly to each other, face to face, everywhere in the world. So if there's a problem, well, why don't we just ask you about it? So everybody's worried about the Afghanistan people coming. Well, we're going to have some people on our upcoming show from Afghanistan. So we can talk about what are you experiencing? What is the conflict really about? And what would make it go away? What is it that everybody would like to happen so that there is no more conflict? And how can we help make that happen? And it's easier than you think. If you just talk to people. And you can talk to people when you see them as being the same as you, because that's what we all are. We're all the same. So look forward to an upcoming conversation with some of the immigrants, from people that are fleeing for their lives and hoping that they'll meet compassionate people. I'm getting in touch with a young lady who has an organization where she helps refugees find, you know, lodging, housing, accommodations, and helps them with all the other things that they need. And we'll get a chance to really see the human side of this situation. And posted on the date and time of that show because we're working to make that happen as soon as possible.
Amen.
And now, this Wednesday, we got our men-only discussion. And afterwards, we're going to be here on Facebook Live on the Female Solution Facebook page for the after show, after that show, to talk to our stars, the microphone, and those women who listen in to that conversation and just kind of reflect on what we heard. Because the men are going to be able to talk about anger. How they react to their anger. And have they ever found themselves in a situation where they were involved in domestic violence? And what happened? And what we want to do, again, not, you know, no, there's no man bashing involved, we're helping them to reflect on things and helping them to see the power that they have to change things. But also, we'll get a chance to see how affect them by the things we say and do. A lot of times women don't realize the deep wounds we inflict with our words, and sometimes we get a little physically violent because, you know, hey, I'm a woman, you can't hit me back. And we might actually get and hurt somebody because, you know, we just assume, well, hey, if I slap you, if I hit you, if I punch you, you know, hey, you're a man, you know, don't hit me back, I'm a woman. Yeah,
right.
But you just hurt somebody. Yeah. And if you hurt them verbally, you know, because we can hit below the belt verbally in such a way that's crushing to the spirit, and we don't know that because we don't know what wounds that person might already be carrying that have not healed from childhood, from their mother, their father, whatever. And you can say something that's just pushed the wrong button,
man,
and things explode, like pushing a button that is connected to the bomb somewhere. We're doing that and not even realizing it. So we're going to get a chance to hear the men talk about anger. And this discussion will be led by our co-host, Kareem Hameed. It always reveals so much because at some point, men let down their guard. They don't hear our voices in the background, so they can feel like they're having a private conversation and tell the truth. And that's what we're here so we can understand how we can be more supportive and helpful in their growth as well as our own. So look forward this Wednesday and talking about.
Yeah, because they said some things last time, and I was like, ooh, did they really say that? Do they know we're listening? Or like, yeah.
And it's because they forget that we're listening.
Yeah. And we want them to forget that we're listening. We want them to forget. And, you know, we want to keep them in our prayers, too, because, you know, our men go through a lot more than the average man on this planet because this whole system is designed. Do you hear what I said? This whole system is designed for our men to be, not to be their very best. I'll put it like that. How about that?
One thing that I've come to understand and it's helped me a lot, people who are mean, they're really reflecting how they feel about themselves. It's like children who bully other children are children who feel badly about themselves, and they believe that if I can make you feel bad, then that's going to make me feel better about myself. So anybody who is treating someone bad, whether it's on the basis of race or gender or economic or whatever it is, you're looking at a person who feels badly about themselves. If they didn't feel badly about themselves, they wouldn't need to try to put you down. Okay?
Right, right.
It would fully use psychologically, physically, emotionally, or any other kind of way unless they felt bad about themselves.
Right.
So we always think, well, you know, we can get rid of racism. If we just taught white people about our great history and if they just understood the wonderful things that we did. It has nothing to do with people knowing your great. Because that's not why they're treating you badly. They're treating you badly because they feel bad about themselves. And they think that if they treat you badly, they're going to feel better about themselves that day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're taught to love yourself, what that does is make you immune to other people's mistreatment. Because you only feel bad when somebody treats you badly if inside you feel that you are not worthy of good treatment.
Mm,
you are somehow less than one.
has an impact on them. Otherwise, you can ignore it because you don't care what they think.
Right.
So when you feel bad that someone's treating you badly, it's because inside you feel bad about yourself. If you want to be immune to everybody else's misbehavior, racism, sexism, love yourself, accept yourself. Was that line, you know, did you say in the tapping? Even though
Even though.
That's what you have to say all the time. I love and accept myself. Whether I'm tall, short, fat, skinny, light, dark, whatever I am, whether I got a lot of money in the bank, whether I got a negative balance in the bank, whether I got a car that works, whether I'm on the bus, whatever my circumstances, I love and accept myself. And when you feel that on the inside, and you will project it on the outside, it's like armor that nobody can penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they say about you. I don't care how they treat you. They can't penetrate that armor of self-love, and they can't lower your vibration and make you feel bad. Because the love is on the inside of you. What is that song, George Benson sings? I found the greatest love of all inside of me.
Inside of me.
It is.
And so we're looking for it out there. It's not there.
It's not there.
That's not where you're going to get it from.
You keep thinking, if I can make these people treat me right, you don't need to make them treat you anything. They're going to treat you according to how they feel about themselves.
Inside.
If they don't love themselves, if they don't like themselves, if they feel bad about themselves, they're going to treat you bad. You can't fix that in them. They have to fix it. What you do is make yourself immune. And it works the same way emotional immunity works the same way as physical immunity. You want to be immune from a virus, you want to be immune from a cold, you want to be immune from a flu, you want to be immune. Keep your vibration high. Same thing. You want to be a love people name. You want to be immune to people's name calling. You want to be immune to people discriminating against you and not hiring you. You want to be immune to being made to feel bad because somebody speaks harshly to you, you want to be immune to it, love yourself. And you will be immune to anybody making you feel bad. Well, it happens to our brothers, because so often they were raised in households where there was a lot of anger directed at them, because sometimes our sisters are mad at the men who father their children and they take it out on the sons. So when your mother treats you like you're worthless, that goes in your heart. That's how you feel. And that's the wound that a lot of them are still carrying. And that's why it hurts them so badly. They get pulled over by a cop who wants to show that he's big and bad, and he got ego and self-esteem issues. So he's threatened in their lives, and they're feeling like they've been punked, and so they're angry at that. They go through that all the time. So what we're seeing is that whole dynamic. One person makes himself attack another person who learns how to not feel good about himself. And this is what our men have to go through. What can we do to help heal those wounds that they grew up with as children being attacked sometimes by women who were hurt? How can we help them to heal those wounds inside so that they can be better men, so they can love themselves? That's our challenge. And a lot of times, men feel like they have to cover the pain with pretending to be tough. And that's why we want to deal with anger, because anger is usually the only emotion men are allowed to express. But a lot of times, anger is really the expression of grief,
mm-hmm,
the expression of sadness,
mm-hmm,
of heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out as anger. That's, you know, male emotion, anger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, right on time.
Everyone
just cries. Yeah, yeah. And they can't cry because society told them men don't cry, which is the furthest thing from the truth. Crying is a human emotion. Deborah Smith says, that's right. Love yourself and you can love and respect others. Deborah is our travel agent. To third Saturday, 12 noon until 1 p.m. 2 p.m. 12 until 2 p.m. On the third Saturday. That's powerful. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for that.
Yourself, and then you can love and respect others. When you don't love and respect others,
you find fault in others.
That's right. And all of us have friends like that. You know, they'll be the first one to find fault with you. Everybody else will say, oh, that was wonderful. Oh, you know, you got a wrinkle in your teeth. I mean, they'll be looking for something wrong and think, you know, find the wrong thing. But that's because that's how they feel about you. That's one thing somebody
give you constructive criticism. But when you have somebody that's always finding fault, always negative, always got the plans to say that that can make you feel bad, then you have to reflect on what is this person really showing me about how they feel about themselves. Always have something negative. And what it really is they're feeling bad about themselves. Mm. And so you can forgive them. And when you know this, that's what helps you to forgive. Forgiveness is realizing that people are only acting according to the vibration that they're at, you know, whether they have a good feeling about themselves or not. So they're only reflecting that, and they're reflecting whatever information they have received and accepted about themselves, about the world, about their work. So if you know that they are only behaving according to what they have ingested about themselves, you can forgive them. If they're mean, if they're hurtful, if they're rude, if they're inconsiderate, you can forgive them because you know that they're only projecting what's inside of them, and they can't help it until something happens to change what's on the inside. Forgiveness is the most difficult thing because we always feel like people know what they're doing. They're being mean on purpose. They're trying to hurt us. And so we feel like I should be giving them pain back for the pain they gave me. But if you love you,
that's work. That's work. Baba Kwame Sanhoris, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, I heard something moving around. I thought you wanted to speak.
Yeah, I did, but I was trying to wait for Diamond to finish her dialogue. And what she said was very funny, because,
you know, I like
good. That's what we do. Go ahead, Kwame.
No, what she's saying is very important, and that's the relationship of what women and men are having. But we also have to look at women were girls, men were boys, and this is where the traumas of some of these things that we grow into or grow with is because what happens to that boy? How did he learn to be a man? What were the influences to show him about himself to where he did not have to look at finding somebody outside of him to validate him?
Mm.
And so these are key issues in that, yes, we have these issues, but how is it they keep persisting in our community is because Julius Nyerere said, whosoever educates your children controls your future.
We don't need other folks controlling our children, educating our children, because the
educating our children.
Yes.
Because the education is the word means inducerate, means to bring out. All of us come onto this planet with purpose and direction, because that's what's created in the womb, a place of possibilities, protection, and potential. And when we come forth, to where we're greeted, coming from the mother, we're greeted by the father. And greeted by the father is to show that here is a man that's going to provide, protect, and profess. We have what in our communities the most of? Single households. They are not, we make children together, but we don't raise children together. That is a very challenging, and so we look at how come our relationships, we can't stay together, is because what do? When we bring more fight, we don't even raise it together. So right. How would that person, male or female, know? Yes, right. There are those that are there and they have sustained that part of father and motherhood, but it's getting, the division is changing, and what she's talking about with being able to use the AI, the thing that happens is that's artificial. We've got to go back to the DI. The divine intelligence has always been the first internet.
Powerful. Wow. Never looked at it like that. See?
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing about these relationships that we have, when unconsciously. You know what that feels like as well, and you will unconsciously recreate that feeling. Person that you're arguing with all the time, that person that you're angry with all the time. You recreate what is familiar. So if we want children to be able in the future to create relationships that are peaceful and harmonious, we have to give them that feeling. We have to give them the experience of that feeling. We unfortunately give them the experience of feeling abandoned, feeling angry, feeling sad, because women unfortunately believe that if I can make my children feel as angry at their father as I feel, then I'm proving that I am the one who is right in this conflict, because all of us are mad at him, so therefore he must be in the wrong. That's the way we think, and so this is why we keep wounding our children. Instead of us being able to say, okay, the two of us have not been able to work out our difference, but we both still love you, and we both are going to work together to care for you. Instead of us having that level of maturity, we're raising children with a spirit of vengeance inside of us, and we end up hurting the children. Regardless of whatever reason why we didn't get along, obviously the man had some good traits. We wouldn't have been with him the first place.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, it's become this monster. And
right.
Horrible person. Oh, I want out of you. You can't come around your children. We do so much damage trying to make ourselves be the one that's right in
right.
the conflict. There doesn't need to be a right and wrong.
Right.
There needs to be an understanding that we grew apart, but we still are going to collectively raise you because we love and respect you as our child.
Right.
That's the best we have to be to give our children.
I agree wholeheartedly.
It takes maturity, though, because most of the time, you know, when people are mad, they're not in their right mind.
Oh,
when
no.
You're angry, not in your right mind.
No, because we ain't trying to hear nothing you trying to say. It ain't nothing you going to say to make it better, because I'm not in my right mind, because you done already messed it up with your negative comments. So, no, we ain't trying to hear none of that. None of that. So, if this has been of an enlightening morning for you, we hope it has, and we hope that you will share this information with someone else, because somebody somewhere is having a time of their own and they could really use a word of encouragement. And that's what we do. We specialize in helping people help themselves. So,
but could I make a suggestion, because we bring it back, and we did this once before, Naima, and it was very powerful when we had to be in, and we did that on Wednesdays. The thing that I see with it is, okay, the man, but we're not asking the young men that are coming into manhood before they become fathers, and some might have already become, but how can we help you? What is it that you're looking, that you need support in? Because if they don't have that connection with trusting a man because their father wasn't there, their mother has downplayed father, like you're saying, then we have to begin to look at how can we help the young men being able to identify and trust elders and older men.
Well, we've got a couple of young men we're going to invite you this Wednesday. Of course, we're looking forward to you being there. We have some young men we're going to bring on into that conversation and give that young male perspective. Because I think we do need to hear that, and I think the elder men need to hear from younger men to really understand how they've been affected by the presence and absence of older men in their lives.
Mm. Right, and that's what I'm sharing, is that we as elders, and we have to stop saying, I know, no. We've done our part in understanding what we did. We've made our mistakes, and done our part as becoming a man. Now the next generation is coming, and what we have to look at is not how to make them, how to help them.
Mm.
Give them the tools and give them the toy box, the
because we need tools, but we also need toy boxes. Toy boxes means I know how to love me, and I know how to play with my son. I know how to be a father to my daughter.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And express it. And express it. Say it. Not just do something, because we're always trying to do, but to say it.
Yeah, I care about them.
Put your arms around them.
Yeah.
Look them in the eyes. Smile. Tell them you love them. Because we don't get enough of that.
And it's hard to learn the intergenerational trauma that we see in Native American, because those children were put in missionary schools. They were abused. They were savagely taken away their languages and their culture. And then the sexual abuse. So when they grew up, they had no, they were zombies. They've come back to the reservation and produced another generation because they have been abused. They have been escaping through drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
And we see this persistently. We had traumas through post-traumatic slave syndrome, and they have intergenerational. We have parallel roads, and what they're both doing, looking at both of us, they're trying to make us extinct.
Yes. Say that. Yes. And there are entities in place that want you to be extinct, have always wanted you to be extinct. You just didn't know it, but now you know it. What will you do about it? Do your best, be your best in every single way, every single day. And that's a challenge. We'll go to work and work those extra hours to make extra money. But if you spend an hour working on yourself every day, at some point in your life, it will appear to you like, I'm working on somebody else's dream, and so what am I doing for my dream?
Right. And it's the hardest money, because my own natural energy yields. What does my, they know what your energy yields, but what does my energy yield me? I've got to take another call, so I thank you, sisters, for this, and we'll speak again.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Kwame. We appreciate that. Baba Kwame Sanho is from Georgia. He does the Sweat Lodge. Is that the right? Yeah, Sweat Lodge. I attended one. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You ain't lived until you've had a Sweat Lodge experience. That's like, you think you did something by going to Putacana and all that, you know, in Hawaii, and you ain't lived. You need to find out about a Sweat Lodge. And you can email me, info@higherlearningnetwork.org, and you can also subscribe to our newsletter, which I just sent out, but we'll send you a copy of it too. So just send us an email, info@higher.org, and be sure and join us Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Excuse me, Saturday from 12 noon until 1 p.m. for the Global Virtual Team Talent Contest. They get cash, money, and they get prizes. And thank you to Roma Boots for being our sponsor this month. Roma Boots, they give away boots for the children.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you buy one boot and they'll give another one. They're all over the world. South Africa, Mexico, Central America, Romania, anywhere, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, South Africa, anywhere you can think in the world. Rome, and I always show that. Buy one and they'll give a pair away free. And last but not least, your data, your dollars. If you got more than 5 apps on your phone, you got too many, because they're making 25 billion. Did you hear what I said? Billion dollars a year off of your information that you could be getting paid for too. Brother on the south side of Chicago, Michael Harrison, I believe it is. And that's who we're working with, helping people to get money. Make money off of their own cell phone, because everybody else making money off of it. We should make money off of it too. We meaning you, because you're the information. So if you want information on that, email us too. info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Last but not least, your data, your dollar. Close it out for us, Naima.
Well, this has been a great day, and just getting started. Well, we invite you to come back tomorrow for self-care with Jody Susan. And the rest of the week, of course, Wednesday, will be men.
year.
Is somebody we should know telling us all about PTSD as someone who has come from the higher ranks of the Army and has faced the reality of coming back to civilian life. Great journey. We want to hear that. And, of course, Friday, Health and Well-Being with Deonta. And Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. And we're going to be peeking in on that Global Teen Talent competition with Higher Learning Network. We want to understand some of the wonderful talent that we are experiencing all over the world through our young people.
Young people are doing it.
And doing it. And of course, on Sunday at Soul from the Ceiling with Beyonce. On the Female Solution and our team of hosts every day of the week. And I'm Naive Matisse, as always. I'm grateful to be among those who are global transformers, changing the world the way it is, to the way it should be.
To the way it should be. The way it should be. And I need to find the closing so I can play that closing for us, Naima.
Oh, you know what I think?
Oh, it just closed. Oh, well. Yep, it just did. So we won't be doing that one. So we'll say it out